This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. An observation here as we set up this next story that a lot of the coverage of the economic fallout from this virus kind of builds on itself, right? This is a developing story for all of us. And sometimes things happen because something else happened or there was some other story that you need to pick up on and put into the context of this whole thing, which gets me to this. Yesterday, Mitchell Hartman, did a piece for us on what tools the Federal Reserve still has available to deal with this crisis. And Congress and the White House have the full faith and credit of the United States against which to borrow the trillions of dollars all those rescue packages are going to cost. The United States can do that because it's rich. Countries that aren't rich can't. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, those countries are struggling.
You know what money does when it's in danger? It runs.
We saw a dramatic, almost an unprecedented retrenchment of capital that left emerging markets.
Andrew Karoly is professor of finance at Cornell. Investment money has been surging out of emerging markets. That's developing and middle-income countries. Karoly says in 2.5 months, 4 times as much money left emerging markets as it did in the Great Recession.
It's something I haven't seen in my 30 years of watching this.
Now, if you are a country, say Brazil, and people are taking their money out of you left and right, your currency is going to fall, which means it won't go as far. And that is a problem if you're in serious debt, like almost half of developing countries are.
And then this creates essentially a pandemic catch-22 for these developing countries.
Stephen Kaplan is assistant professor of political science at George Washington University.
Do you pay off the debt? Or do you increase your spending on all kinds of very essential items?
Essential items like fighting a pandemic. And all of this is exactly what's happening.
Pretty much every currency, every emerging market currency is down year to date.
Win Thin is global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman.
The worst is Brazilian real, down almost 30%. South African rand down 20%. Mexican peso down about 18% year to date.
This hasn't gone unnoticed. The IMF canceled 6 months of debt payments for the 25 poorest countries. The G20 nations agreed to put debt on hold for others. Eric Lecomte says that's not enough. He's president of Jubilee USA, a group of religious organizations that promotes debt relief.
The United Nations right now predicts that 40 to 60 million people will move into extreme poverty because of this current crisis.
110 countries are asking the IMF for more loans. The UN is taking on the issue next week. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.